It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, September 10th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Last week, we learned the NSA was trying to weaken encryption online. Now, Google has announced it's trying to step up encryption on all its data. One suggested solution for users trying to avoid surveillance is to operate on an entirely separate network. A so-called mesh network is made up of phones and other devices that talk to each other without the help of an internet service provider. I talked to our friend at CNET, Molly Wood, who knows something about both of these topics. She says as a tech company, fighting off NSA surveillance by strengthening encryption is tough.
You know, if anybody can, it's certainly Google. They have resources. They have virtually endless money. And, you know, encryption of data does at least slow down the NSA. At this point, though, I think that the very notion of trust in encryption is so broken that it's hard to imagine how that's really going to help. Because if the NSA wants to get it, they're going to get it.
Right. I mean, they're just going to deliver a court order or something. But there's a suggestion that one way to avoid surveillance is to create a mesh network. Now, this is something I'm excited to talk to you about. Tell me first, what is a mesh network?
If you don't believe in the possibility of new encryption software, the key is to just get a new internet, I think. So what a mesh network is, and the way that people are building these, is that they are putting up their own local Wi-Fi antennas. So the devices all connect to each other and then create this kind of
mesh.
They create a mesh and it becomes a new decentralized network.
Is there an analog to this? I mean, for some reason, like ham radio popped into my head.
They're more like local newspapers, a hyper-local publication that only exists to inform a super small community.
What do you find compelling about the idea of these networks and how they might work?
Well, they're definitely a powerful tool for anybody who lives in a place where network access is unreliable. That's why you're seeing them crop up in Mexico and Greece. What I like about them, and there's a new conversation happening about whether these decentralized networks are the way to kind of solve our privacy problem, our NSA problem.
But let me ask you this. Are these things going to offer enough bandwidth for us actually to surf the mesh?
The mesh will probably be less bandwidth intensive. The mesh is for sort of localized communications, private communications. I mean, I think what we'll see is that the internet becomes the global backbone for all of these connected services. But the email, the instant messaging, those smaller communications that you want to keep private, those get decentralized and become part of the mesh.
They happen in the mesh.
I think we just imagined like a pretty sweet sci-fi movie.
Molly Wood, also the host of CNET's Always On. Molly, thank you as always.
My pleasure.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.